الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and blessing be upon your servant and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah inshallah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qawi al-mateen, the possessor of all strength and the forceful one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qawi, his power is absolute. And in front of him, any power is less and less. And any great is less in greatness than the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qawi, his perfection in his power and his greatness has no limits. And no one can overcome his greatness and his power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qawi, that no weakness can come to him. And his power, absolute power, will never fade, will never get less. And his attributes and his actions, his power is maximum, perfect, absolute power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qawi, the possessor of all strength, his abilities over all abilities, and his strength and power is all to the maximum that and stay the same, never fade, never weakened. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qawi, his power is over all the powers, no weakness, and nothing will change. And the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qawi, the possessor of all strength, came in the Quran al-Kareem 9 times in 9 verses. In Surah Hud, verse 66, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا صَالِحًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَمِنْ خِزْيِ يَوْمَئِذٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Hud, he stated that he rescued the Prophet Salih and the believer with him, and he destroyed the disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the possessor of all strength and the most victorious. In Surah Ash-Shura, verse 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahu latifun bi'ibadih يرزق من يشاء وهو القوي العزيز. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle with his slaves, and he will give prosperities and rizq to whoever he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the possessor of all strength and the most victorious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful, but at the same time is the most gentle. So you cannot find these qualities or attributes in anybody that combining both. Very gentle, but the most powerful too. So how great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even he was gentle with the Pharaoh. كَدَأْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنُ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهُ قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Musa to the Pharaoh, he told him to let his people go with him in a gentle way. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that Pharaoh is considered himself a god, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very gentle with him. But when Pharaoh insisted in his disbelieving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, the most powerful, and his punishment is maximum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في سورة الحج وَلْيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهُ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. So if you say or if you do the right things or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be in the way of Allah, and you will be victorious in that regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accommodate the ways for you to reach your goal in victory. إِنَّ اللَّهُ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful and the most victorious. So the believers with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghazwat al-Khandaq, they did not have any power to face the disbelievers. The disbelievers gathered thousands of groups of troops, and they came to get rid of all the Muslims in Medina. And when Salman al-Farisi advised the Prophet ﷺ to dig a trench around the city of Medina, and the disbeliever came and surrounded the city for many days, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was just with the wind. He sent the wind and he destroyed them. Destroyed all of them, and they went back. All of them vanished and went away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fought for the Prophet and the believers just with one of his soldiers, the wind, the air. The gentle air that you see could be very merciful and could be one of the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy. And even in modern days, you can see that the wind could even destroy more than anything else could destroy. So also in another verse, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 74, مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهُ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. So when the disbelievers, they don't believe in our Creator, and when they don't worship Allah, and they believe in other gods, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful and the most victorious. So we'll give them hints to get them back to repent, but if they don't, then he will take them and he will punish them. With even one sound, that one of the angels could destroy the whole universe with one sound. When he make that sound, all the creations will be vanished. That will be the end of the world. Also with another sound, strong sound, all the souls will come out for the judgment, in the day of judgment. In a verse, 25 سورة الأحزاب: ورد الله الذين كفروا بغيظهم لم ينالوا خيرا وكفى الله المؤمنين القتال وكان الله قويا عزيزا. It's about the battle of Rinch that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of the disbelievers and vanished them even before any war to start between the believers and disbelievers. ذلك بأنهم كانت تأتيهم رسلهم بالبينات فكفروا فأخذهم الله إنه قوي شديد العقاب. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to send the prophets to nations. If they don't believe and they insist in disbelieving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them. Would punish them and they will get rid of them in several cases just to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished nations and destroyed all of them with wind, verseful sound, and we'll mention some of them along the way. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most powerful and the most victorious. Now, the indications of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation showed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the heavens without any columns. Look at the heavens, no columns. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sleep just 1 second, the everything will collapse. But the whole universe going in order from the beginning to the day of judgment in certain discipline that not a single mistake in it. And that's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وبث فيها من كل دابة وأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه بل الظالمون في ضلال مبين. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the heavens without columns, and also made the mountains in the earth to stabilize the stability of the earth. But before the mountains, the earth was shaking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had these mountains to stabilize the earth. So a third of the mountain in the top and 2/3 of it as a root inside the earth itself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the heavens without any columns. That's as an indication of His power. And also this mountains is one of these powerful indication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these mountains that even there's an angel specified for the mountains by itself. And this happened when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out from Taif, and he was very humiliated from the people when he was advising them to join Islam. But instead of responding peacefully, they asked the young people and everybody to stone him. So he came out and stressed and praying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, and Jibreel came with the angel of mountain and told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am here to destroy this city, and I will have these two mountains to crush them. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused and say, no, I hope that their descendants will believe in Allah and will say La ilaha illallah. And this is what happened. So Taif became, the whole Taif after the conquer of Mecca became Muslims, and many of the famous scholars came from that city that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam expected. So the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the main source He will give that strength to any of his creations as he wants. He will give strength to his angels. And if you just study the strength of the angels, you will be shocked and surprised. That Israel, one of the angels the angel Jibreel will fly 300 years just to move from one side of his face to the other side. That's how you cannot imagine the power and the strength of many of the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the power. This means that in the Day of Judgment, all the creations will be powerless. And everybody will be under the control of the angels. Because the angels will surround the whole creation and will guide the people to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. No power, no kings, no any influence from any of the creation, and everybody will be under the control of the powerful strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, and He put the mountains in it, and the angels were just surprised. And the angels asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is anything more powerful than the mountains? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, yes, the iron, powerful than the mountains. And they asked again, in your creation, more powerful than iron? He said, yes, the fire. And the fire will melt the iron. And the angels asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is anything more powerful than the fire? He said, yes, the water. The water could get rid of the fire. And also, anything more powerful than the water? Yes, the wind. The wind could destroy and carry the water and destroy. It could be one of the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angels asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is anything more powerful than the wind? He said, yes, son of Adam. When son of Adam will be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the son of Adam very powerful. And even with one word, that the son of Adam, when he was sincere and follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will move things. Look at this incident of when Prophet Solomon was sitting and among his people, and he was telling who will bring the throne of the queen that was going to come to him. One of the jinn told him will bring him within one day or within one sitting of you. And somebody that who has a power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told him, I will bring him here within one blink of your eye. And this is because when you are sincere to Allah, you will act with the power of Allah, you will do everything with the will of Allah, and you will be the most powerful among the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mountains, the iron, the fire, the water, all this could be soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So now, this air, the gentle air, could be the most merciful with the will of Allah. That air could become a wind, and wind will carry even cities and will destroy and vanish cities. And look at what could happen in any of these nations, even everything will be destroyed. And even if you look at the internet, you could find cities was destroyed with the wind, and what would be left among all the whole city destroyed except the masjid. Only the masjid. That happened in about 30 years ago in Turkey, that the whole city was destroyed with the wind, except the masjid only stay still. You can look at the internet, you will see such pictures showing everything is like rubbish, except the masjid stays as is. So everything around it destroyed, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, kept the masjid without any destruction. So the wind will remove trees and will destroy homes, and even will destroy men and women. And if they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And look at قوم عاد. قوم عاد was used to be called العمالقه. Used to be huge bodies. If you look at also the internet, you will find that someone nowadays could be standing just in next to his head, to the person's head, with their العمالقه, as mean the giant. And these people, they thought that they are very powerful, that no one can hurt them. And they did all the wrongdoings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they also send them the Prophet, and they disobeyed, and just the wind for 7 nights destroyed all of them. And even when they saw the wind, they closed their homes. They thought that the wind will protect them, but the wind opened the doors and filled their homes with sand and killed all of them with just the wind. So this wind could destroy, and also in these hurricanes, I'm sure you heard of several. If you check on the internet, you will see how many hurricanes destroyed cities. And even if in the YouTube, if you go, you see that the water from the sea will come and will just remove everything in front of it, and will move these cars like a toys in front of them, and destroy everything along the way. This is soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So another incident of Qawm Lut. Qawm Lut, when Qawm Lut was homosexuals, and disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophets, Lut, when he told them about the wrongdoings that they do. And then when they kept on challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed 5 villages, 100,000 people in each village. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to destroy them, he just asked Angel Jibreel with his wing. He went under the whole villages and raised them all up in the sky, and even extended that the angels in the first heaven heard the dogs and the animals' voice, and he flipped them over, and went all the way under earth. So he destroyed in that way, and this is a very well-known stories in all the religious books. So. This is in modern days, there's many examples of how if somebody challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the most powerful, and he will punish them according to their challenge. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون لهذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-qawi, al-mateen, the most powerful, the possessor of all the strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forceful one, is absolute and perfect in all his greatness and power and strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of this strength. He will give that strength to any of his creation he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you strength to your sight to see, your eyes to see. He will give you strength to your ear to hear. He will give you strength to your parts, to your limbs to move, your hands and your legs. All this from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the slave of Allah, when they know that the source of all this strength is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be fearful to Allah. They will fear Allah. They will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all what He commands. Many of the examples to show that when the slaves of Allah disobey Allah, He will give them hints to repent. And even He will have some punishment for them to come back. Will deal like it's like a treatment, like a medical treatment. With sometimes with just hint, sometimes with just a small punishment, and even sometimes with even a higher scale punishment. And if not, then he will just will end up with a full punishment and getting rid of the disbelievers completely with a way that will show the power of Allah. Look at the Namrud. Namrud, when he claimed that he is God and he can do what he wants to do, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him with, he just destroyed him with very small insect went into his ear. And not only that, when he used to just relax if someone will hit him with shoes in the top of his head as humiliation, and he stayed long time doing that because he was just to what he challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And Pharaohs, when he challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, all the rivers are under my feet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drawn him in the water. And the other examples of many of these dictators, when they use their power and they don't respond to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call for mercy for these people, with just one supplication from the oppressed people, this supplication has no doors to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to this supplication of the oppressed sooner or later. And the oppressor will get punished. So with all this, we should learn and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the most powerful, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us strength. And when you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you. And when you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commandments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you all the time. And He will strengthen your iman. And He will strengthen your in all your affairs. He will be with you. And also in the Hadith Sharif, Al-Mu'min al-Qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ilallahu min al-Mu'min al-Da'if wa fi kullin khayr. This means that you should be strong in all your good deeds and for the sake of Allah. And to help others, do not abuse your strength and power. Use it with the sake of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you greatly for it. Allahumma ya qawiyu ya mateen, qawwi imanana, warfa' rayat al-islam aliyatan khaffaqa. Allahumma ya qawiyu ya mateen, قوي قلوبنا وأجسادنا على طاعتك والعمل بكتابك وسنة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك صحة في إيمان وإيمانا في حسن خلق ونجاحا يتبعه فلاح ورحمة منك وعافية وعافية منك ورضوان. اللهم اغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وجملنا بالعافية. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.